It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Blending science and technology, 3D printing is making prosthetic limbs easier to obtain and more affordable. The Enable the Future program held at the Carnegie Science Center's Fab Lab gave visitors a hands-on experience with this technology, as Essential Pittsburgh producer Marcus Charleston discovered.
Eight tables covered in black cloth are set up for the parents and children taking part in the Carnegie Science Center Fab Labs Enabling the Future program. On the tables are trays containing the components for today's activity, as Liz Whitewolf, Fab Labs Technical and Education Manager, explains.
Today is a culminating event for an ongoing program we have here called Enabling the Future. Teens are presenting the work that they've done since February, and what they've been doing is printing and assembling 3D prosthetic hands for children.
The Fab Lab opened in August of last year. In that time, a 3D printer has spurred interest in uses for this technology beyond creating knickknacks.
We do have quite a few people who are interested in 3D printing, and we're always trying to find new and interesting ways to use our 3D printer.
Bridging the gap between science, medicine, and technology, the project is creating affordable prosthetics. Fab Lab's project manager, Kyle Gramling, took participants through the process of assembling the prosthetic hands.
The first step involves all the printed pieces laid out, so it's all about putting the hand together, kind of like a puzzle. So the next step involves putting a jewelry cord that attaches to the very tops of the fingers, and what that does is it holds the fingers up. And once that's completed, then we have them move on to the part where we attach fishing line to the bottoms of the fingers, which act as the flexors for the hands, so it's like another set of tendons. But the last step involves actually keeping the hand onto the person's wrist, and once you put it on, it can actually be used by someone who really needs it.
One person making use of the prosthetic technology is board member for the Enable Community Foundation, Johnny Fala. He was at the event and talked about the foundation's mission.
We are a group that is crowdsourcing designs for 3D printable prosthetic devices, primarily for children. And we work with a global community of volunteers and coordinate their activities to actually print hands and be able to deliver them to children who need them.
Fala goes on to describe his work with the Enable Foundation as serendipitous for a number of reasons.
I'm actually someone who was born missing my right arm below the elbow, and I was actually professionally working in 3D printing and said, oh my gosh, I didn't even put two and two together. This is phenomenal. How can I get involved? So over the course of the last year, just been deepening my engagement, going to more and more of these volunteer workshops, and lo and behold, it's become a total passion project of mine that takes up lots of my spare time.
3D prosthetic limbs have been a help to many. They're customizable and more affordable. In addition, they can be easily deployed and delivered. This is especially helpful when it comes to fitting children who can outgrow prosthetics twice a year. However, Fala acknowledges the technology does have its challenges.
I think a lot of people think of 3D printing as a total solution, and it's actually not. It's part of a series of innovations that, when put together, can actually create something really powerful.
Participants in attendance at the event were drawn to it for a number of reasons. Nishka Edlabadkar, a freshman at North Allegheny High School and volunteer leader at the program, was attracted to the humanitarian aspect of this technology.
I've been doing this program for a while now. I found out about it by my sister, and I just wanted to show people how 3D printers could be used to help other people.
For Jean Metzger, gifted intervention specialist at Orange City Schools in Cleveland, attending the Enabling the Future program served a dual purpose. Professional.
We like to utilize a lot of technology. I work in suburban Cleveland, but we like to have a lot of service learning, real world type opportunities for our students.
And personal.
My son has high functioning autism, and he was really excited to come and check out the 3D printer at the Fab Lab. So we came over from Ohio and were thrilled about the opportunity to be in a really small, intimate group and learn how to use the laser cutter. It's a fabulous opportunity.
The educational sentiments were echoed by Director of Student Teaching at Duquesne University, Maisha Johnson, who feels the incorporation of 3D printing technology in classrooms is part of the increased emphasis on STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and math curriculum.
I am a higher ed teacher, so even in that, being able to get real-time responses from my students while I'm teaching in the classroom, and also through posting videos and just establishing the learning environment as well inside the classroom and outside the classroom.
In addition, Maisha Johnson believes 3D printing technology can lead to future career possibilities for students.
It is important for the students who I teach who want to become teachers for them to know what actual careers are through technology, engineering, and mathematics, and the sciences. They need to know what is actually out there now and comprehend what can happen in the future as well.
The prosthetic hands assembled at the Carnegie Science Center's Fab Lab will be sent to a collection called the Hand Challenge, a North Carolina-based group working to match prosthetic hands with children who need them. For Essential Pittsburgh, I'm Marcus Charleston.